This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
Welcome to the Jazz Disturbance. A show featuring jazz and other improvisational music from local, regional, worldwide, and world-class artists, connecting listeners with the people and places presenting in the area. The Jazz Disturbance airs on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from our Hudson studio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Jazz Disturbance, 90.7 degrees, hot.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Chatham Planning Board on November 10th approved the Pavilion Project, developed by Art Omai in Ghent, a 190-acre site with permanent installations of artist work. According to the project description, and I quote, "The premise of the Pavilions project is that many accomplished and highly distinguished artists would welcome the opportunity to create a legacy standalone exhibition of their work in a setting that they control and help design, but that is also part of a larger art center which provides cultural context, museological standards, and visitor services management," end quote. Up to 18 artists would create enclosed pavilions at the Chatham site that would serve as galleries for their works. Artists would design the structures, which could be up to 5,900 square feet and two stories tall. Art Omai would also build a visitor center, and the nonprofit would maintain roads and grounds and split the cost of constructing the pavilions with the artists. Three artists and one collector have signed up so far: Alice Acock, a New York City-based sculptor, and Rakuku Neaitu, married minimalist, and the collector Ariel Asekis, who founded the Institute for Studies on Latin American Art. Art Omai will begin work on the site off Route 66 in the spring. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Socrates Village Board has granted an easement to Arm of the Sea Theater for public access to the planned Tidewater Center Performance Campus along the Lower Esophis Creek. The Mask and Puppet Performance Troupe, founded in 1982, will build a performance center on a 1.5-acre property at the site of a former paper mill along the creek. The easement previously was as a right-of-way for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. The resolution approved by the board states, and I quote, "Clearwater Incorporated no longer had a need for such an easement, but Arm of the Sea did, after it contracted to acquire private lands adjacent to the Tina Corvus Park," end quote. The planned Tidewater Center will also include a waterworks playground and public access for fishing and kayaking. The site of the center is under a mile from where the Esophis Creek meets the Hudson River. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that citizens in Coeymans can give their opinion November 22nd about a proposed law in Coeymans allowing cannabis sales but barring cannabis consumption sites. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, "The local law being proposed would allow for the retail sale and purchase of cannabis in our town outside the boundaries of the village, but it would not allow for the consumption on site, meaning there would be no smoke rooms that you could go to and consume the cannabis once you purchased it," end quote. Local towns have until December 31st to opt out, or else cannabis sales will be allowed after state legislators legalize the drug in April. McHugh said the town wrote the law to mimic one recently passed in Colony. The public hearing will be at 6:30 p.m. November 22nd at Coeymans Town Hall, 18 Russell Street in Ravenna in southern Albany County. Read more about this story at the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. There'll be a chance of showers mainly afternoon. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. On Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. And then a chance of rain showers before midnight on Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow showers between midnight and 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Eric Belgum of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Number
10.
Dear Pen Pal, my computer is broken. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write, but as you can see, I'm not very good at this. And sometimes I have to backspace over words and type X's through them because I don't have any white out. I hope I get my Mac back soon. Until then, you probably won't hear from me too often. Love, Pamela Z at typewriter.com.
Number nine. Next, we hear from sound artist Pamela Z with the song Pop Titles You from her 2021 album Echolocation.
You stand out. You started laughing. You started me dreaming. You started something. You stayed away too long. You stayed on my mind. You stepped into my life. You stepped out of a dream. You stepped out of a dream. You still get to me. You still got it. You still move me. You still want me. You stole my heart. You stopped loving me. You sure got this old redneck feeling blue. You sure know how to party. You sure know how to use the things you use. You sure love to ball. You sure make cheating seem easy. You sure tell it like it is, George Jones. You take a little bit of it home. You take me for granted. You take me to heaven. You take me up. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my heart away. You take my heart home with you. You take my heart home with you one piece at a time. You talk just like my mom. You talk that talk. You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much. You taught me to love again. You taught my heart to sing. You tear me up. You tell him, Ivory. You tell me. You tell me. You tell me. You tell me that I'm falling down. You tell me why. You tell me your dreams. I'll tell you mine. You, the night, and the music. You think I still care. You think I'm crazy. You think you're tough. You thought. You threw your love on me too strong. You thrill me. You told him. You told me. You told me, baby. You told me you care. You too. You too. You took advantage of me. You took advantage of me. You took all the rambling out of me. You took everything but me. You took her off my hands. You took me all the way. You took me in the name of love. You took my heart. You took my heart away. You took my heart by surprise. You took my life away. You took my love. You took my money. You took the best part of me. You took the words right out of my heart. You took the words right out of my mouth. You touched my life. You touched my life.
You.
You. Number
'Was a Bad Bet from Black Dice from their 2021 album Mod Prog Sick on the radio at WGXC.org.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
That was Luke Stewart on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devon Waldman on sax. The song is called Canopsa. It's from the Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet album from 2021 on the radio at WGXC.
Number
6.
Yeah.
That was 2021 new music from Marissa Nadler with Emma Ruth Rundle. The song's called Turned Into Air from the album The Path of Clouds.
Number
five. From Catskill, here is Ross Goldstein next on WGXC with the song The Blue Desert from the 2021 album Chutes and Ladders.
Number 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
number
three.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
number
two.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
Welcome to 200 milliseconds.
What?
Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that. Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that.
What?
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
It works.
It's either this or that.
What?
They just don't see it.
Ed, I've got news for you.
If you experienced everything when you were crossing a street, you would never get across the street. The world is trillions of times more complicated.
You don't actually see what gets edited out.
We have to cut it down to a manageable entity.
Entity.
A filter bubble.
1 trillionth of the information that hits your eye actually gets transmitted to the brain.
We don't all see the same Google results.
It's less than a trillionth of reality that we exist in. Less than a trillionth of reality
that you live in online.
When you perceive something,
when your brain is doing this,
you have a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious.
When your brain is doing that,
and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know. It's not denying it. It's like it's not even a fact.
What?
The rich see already a different internet than the poor.
It's our users who control what they see.
The facts will be ignored or attacked. Don't see it.
We have to do it. It's an illusion. But it's an illusion that we've all constructed so that we can live.
You know, you sort of step 2 steps to the side to get a better view of something, to get a different angle. And the world turns to meet your gaze.
From the 2021 release No Brain, that was Negative Land with No Brain.
Number
one. Here is the 2021 work Additive Inverse from the musician and composer Jim O'Rourke collaborating with Joss Smulders.
Thank you.